It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Welcome to the radio broadcast of Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist Church, proclaiming the gospel of salvation through the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ since 1939. Tabernacle Baptist Church is independent, old-fashioned, and anchored on the immutable and inerrant teachings of the infallible preserved Word of God. We exclusively use the authorized King James Version. This is the pastor of Tabernacle Baptist Church, Chip Salu. Tabernacle Baptist Church is located at 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services begin this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service and children's chapel is at 11. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. If you desire to know more about God's gift of salvation and how you can receive it, keep listening. If importunity has kept you from being in God's house today, we pray that you will find encouragement and strength. Have you got your Bible? It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on Tabernacle Time. What a blessing it is for us, as well as a great privilege to be with you by means of radio and share with you the wonderful message that God has given us in His Word, that He loved us and that He proved His love even though we were sinners. He commended His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Jesus shed His blood so that you and I might have everlasting life if we will receive Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, asking Him to save us. We're going to be taking a look at Hebrews chapter 11 today. That's Hebrews chapter 11. But before we get into God's Word, let's listen to a song by the Pastor Brad Williams family from Wayside Baptist Church in Hillsborough, North Carolina. The name of the first song that they're going to sing for us is titled Because of the Blood.
News came to Egypt, the death angels coming, get your house in order, prepare. He's scared of dying, but with morning's light, he finds he's all right. Because of the blood placed over the door, my sin debt is paid, I'm not afraid anymore. The Lamb has been slain. So
blood that was offered because of that last plague that came to Egypt would mean that there would be salvation for those who had the blood on the door. God had said that he would pass over all the places in the land of Goshen and in the land of Egypt. And where the blood would be found on the doorposts, the Lord said, I will pass over you. But where the blood was not found, the firstborn in that family would die. But it wasn't just any blood. It was the blood of a lamb. Notice verse number 5 of Exodus chapter number 12. God spoke about not a lamb and not the lamb, but he spoke about your lamb shall be without blemish. You see, just as there was a lamb for every family, and if the family was too small to have a lamb by themselves, they could go in with another family, but every family had a lamb. Every family was required to have that lamb as a meal that evening, and the blood that was shed in the preparation of that lamb was to be taken and put on the doorpost and the two side posts of the house. Now, you see, the blood of that lamb applied to the doorpost of the house meant that the firstborn would live when the Lord passed over the land of Goshen and the land of Egypt. It was a blood that was necessary for the Lord to pass over that house. Just the same way, my friend, Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, came to take away the sins of the world. And the way that he would do that would be dying on the old rugged cross, shedding his blood, offering salvation to us as a free gift if we would confess our sins, repent of our sins, and ask Jesus to be our Savior. My friend, if you have not accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and you would like to have someone sit down with you and share with you how you can receive the salvation that was offered to you as a gift, please call me. I would count it an honor to be able to take my Bible and share with you verses from God's Word that will show you how you can receive this gift that God has so freely offered through His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. My number is 919-563-6753. Please join us in the services today at Tabernacle Baptist Church so that we could share with you what the Bible says in person, so that you could see it from the pages of God's Word, how you can receive this gift of salvation. Our services start this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning service is at 11. Our evening service is at 6. And our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. Please be with us in all of these services, and unless you're providentially hindered so that you can't be with us until Wednesday night, please come be with us this morning at Tabernacle Baptist Church, 523 North Charles Street in Meppen, North Carolina. We also have a website, www.meppentabernaclebaptistchurch.com, all one word, and Meppen is spelled M-E-B-A-N-E, Meppen, Tabernacle, Baptist Church.com. There you'll find prior broadcasts of Tabernacle Time. You'll find sermons that have been preached at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and you'll also find written material that will share with you the wonderful message of salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ and how you can receive it, and also share with you what the Bible says about how you can start living for the Lord after you receive Jesus Christ's perfect gift of salvation so that you can be pleasing to the Lord in your life. We also have a YouTube channel. If you go to YouTube and type in the words Meppen's Tabernacle Baptist, and that's Meppen's with an apostrophe S, that will pull up all of the videos that have been recorded at Tabernacle Baptist Church and will give you a link to our YouTube channel, Tabernacle Baptist. Now, just before we get into God's Word, we're going to be taking a look at Hebrews chapter number 11. Let's hear another song from the Pastor Brad Williams family of Wayside Baptist Church in Hillsboro, North Carolina. The second song is titled, When Faith steps in.
Without any fear, that
life of the Christian is based on their walk in faith in the Lord. Remember Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." But faith does not only bring us salvation as we believe on what the Lord Jesus Christ did and accept Him as our personal Savior, asking Him to save us, but faith also leads us through our life. Listen to Galatians chapter 3, verse number 1. "O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that ye should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth, crucified among you? This only would I learn of you. Received ye the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Are ye so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are ye now made perfect in the flesh?" Here, Paul is reminding the church of Galatia that just receiving the Lord Jesus Christ by faith is not enough for their lives after salvation, that they need to follow after the Lord in faith in their daily walk with the Lord. We start out our Christian life with accepting Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. But after salvation, we are called to walk in the light as He is in the light. We're called to walk in faith, living for the Lord. And as we have faith in the Lord, living for Him, walking with Him, faith is what we need to complete our lives. But my friend, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, there's one thing that you ought to realize every day, and that is that you have so much to thank the Lord for in saving your soul and being that friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Listen to this last song by the Pastor Brad Williams family from Wayside Baptist Church in Hillsboro, North Carolina. The name of this last song is "So Much to Thank Him For."
Thank Him for. stunning word. He's brought me from our God so much to thank Him for. And when I think of what He's done and where He's brought me from our God so much to thank Him for.
Here's what Paul reminded the church of Thessalonica in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5, verse number 18. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Not only do we have so much to thank Him for, as we count our blessings in our Christian walk with the Lord, but we realize that in everything we should give thanks, because this is God's will for us. Your joy is connected with your thankfulness. When you start thinking about how good God has been to you, it will bring joy to your heart. And thanking Him is God's will, because He not only wants you to be thankful, but He wants you to live in joy, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. In Hebrews chapter number 11, starting with verse number 1 to get context here. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders obtained a good report. Verse number 3, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. God created the universe out of nothing. He spoke, and everything came into existence. We're talking about 6 24-hour days. The evening and the morning were the first day. The evening and the morning were the second day, and so on. And every day, God created by speaking into existence the things that would be in the heavens and the things that would be on the earth until the sixth day. There were two creations that He did not speak into existence. The Bible said that God made man out of the dust of the ground, not speaking man into existence, but molding him out of the dust of the ground, and He breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. The difference between mankind and the animal world is the fact that man has a living soul. All of the other living organisms that were created, God spoke into existence. But man, Adam, God formed out of the dust of the ground. When Adam realized that he was by himself and saw that God had created a mate for every one of the other animals that He named, God put him in a deep sleep. And out of his side, He took a rib and then formed Eve and presented Eve to Adam. My friend, when we take a look and see what God has done for us to bring salvation to us, there are some questions that would automatically come to mind. Why do we need a Savior? What is sin? How did we get to the place that all are guilty of sin? Now, we find the places in the New Testament that talk about there's none righteous, no, not one, in Romans 3:10, and for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, in Romans 3:23, but how did we get there? Well, it's the first few chapters of the book of Genesis that declares not only how the world came into existence, but also how man became a sinner, and also how sin is passed from one generation to another. My friend, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you've already taken that step of faith to believe what Jesus did for you. It shouldn't be a problem for you to reach back to the book of Genesis and say, I pick believing God, and declare, as born-again Christians in this modern age, what the Christians of the New Testament church declared, Let God be true, but every man a liar. So, my friend, if you know the Lord is your Savior, believe the Bible. It is the book of God that God has given to us to share His mind with us, to share history with us, and to share salvation with us, so that we can trust in Him and have faith in Him, not only to save us, but that God would not lie to us. And this book, pure and preserved, according to Psalm chapter number 12, we can apply to our lives. And my friend, if you don't know Jesus as your Savior, please remember that the Bible is given to mankind for mankind to know how he can be saved. The way of salvation is only through Jesus. It is plainly declared in the Word. If you're not saved, confess that you're a sinner, repent of your sins, and then ask Jesus to be your Savior. My friend, if I can help you, please call me and join us next week as we tabernacle around God's holy word here on Tabernacle Time. Thank you once again for being a part of today's broadcast. Did you receive Christ as your Savior today? Did you get some help for your Christian walk today? We would count it an honor to hear from you. Our mailing address is Tabernacle Time, 523 North Charles Street, Mebane, North Carolina, 27302. Our phone number is 919-563-6753. You can also contact us through our website, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. Visit us in our services. We start this morning with 9:45 Sunday School, 11 o'clock morning worship service, and 6 o'clock evening service. Our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. We would love to hear from you, but whether we hear from you or not, we would like for you to be a faithful member of our radio audience and be ready with your Bible the next time you hear these words, "It's time, my friend, it's tabernacle time."